the big kiss off. Engine of 10,000 songs, a veritable cornerstone of pop music. Topic of some of the 60s best rock and pop writers, your Dylans, your Stones, your Lennons, and your McCartneys et al. It was a time when everyone seemed to be telling someone and sometimes everyone else to just go jump in a lake. My lost generation was telling our parents, who we now revere and lionize as the heroic World War II generation, to take their repressive social mores and rigid caste and racial divisions in their ugly little war and take a hike. Workers were questioning the advantage of the yoke. Foremen and bosses were telling their bosses to shove it up the executive elevator shaft. And the rich were ignoring the pleadings of their brokers and legal staffs to join monasteries and ashrams. But me, I was trying to make my relationship with my girlfriend of the moment work. I can hear the eyeballs rolling up across cyberspace, but honestly, well, never mind. Let's say that I thought then that I was trying to make it work. At any rate, I wrote this while I was still involved with my girlfriend of the moment and would be on and off for a couple more years, give or take. And I told her it wasn't about her or directed at her. But she was a very smart young woman, and it took her about a half minute to unscrew her face after she heard me play it the first time. And that was gratifying.